Oh yeah. Nothing like a little Sunday space to get the juices flowing. What's up, Luca?
Hold on, one second. Woo! Rising up. Back on my feet. Back on my penguin feet. Yes, sir. That's what we do. They knock us down and we just come right back up. Can't stop the penguin. Can't stop the huddle. Tell them. Yeah. Back on my feet. Come down to the chances. All right. Sorry, I just had to get that out there. I've been stuck in my head all day.
I'm very happy the Big Rona isn't affecting your dulcet tones over there.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was down bad about 2 hours ago, and then I just like found some life in me.
Yeah, the second wind, man. That New York strain's no joke. A lot of people caught it.
The thing is, COVID is strange because once you get over it, it's like you get over it quick. At least the times I've had it. I usually like go through like 48 to 72 hours of despair and pain, and then I just like knock right through it, and it's like nothing ever happened.
Well, knock on wood, I've avoided it thus far.
So why did you ditch us? Tell me, what's your excuse?
My grandmother fell down 10 flights of stairs face first. And I take care of my grandfather with her help. And she broke her collarbone, her scapula, and she had a little bit of brain bleed too. So they took her to Westchester Medical and they were CAT scanning her every 5 hours. So she's coming. She's back home today, and thank God she's alive. And I got a carpet company came, and they're carpeting the stairs on Tuesday. So,
but geez.
She's forbidden from using the stairs ever again.
Oh, geez. Well, I don't think there's anything you could have said that, I mean, other than that.
Yeah, but from my timeline, it looks like, once again, Pudgy Penguins put on a heck of a party.
It was fun. It was good vibes. You know what I mean? It was, I think it was interesting because there was like, I think 300 people showed up was the tally at the end of the night. It was just dope to kind of see more of the huddle, you know, which I think was just really awesome and really special for us. Best you for sure. So I hope your grandma's okay. And then the huddle is sending her good vibes. Hopefully she recovers smoothly. So
appreciate it, man. But hey, this ain't the last time we're all going to get together. I'm sure I did get one day out of New York City where I did meet up with a couple penguins. Burko.
Let's go.
Bars. I saw you, Charles, at the pop-up. Like, awesome. The pop-up was open a day early. I don't think anyone knew about it, so that was really great. So I got some of my penguin experience in. It definitely left me wanting for more, and I was feeling intense FOMO looking at all the pictures. But it seems like you guys put on, if it's possible, an even better show than we had in Miami. Maybe, you know, just because there were more people who came through because there were all these other events going on.
Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic. And I honestly got really worried there for a second because one of the professional ping pong players started stripping. And I think he was one underwear away from me getting all my money back. But you missed that. So you definitely missed a burlesque style ping pong
show. Oh, so it was exactly like Miami.
Yeah, exactly. It was almost like a doppelganger style event.
I love it, man. Seems like the pop-up store was a huge hit too.
Yes, the popsicles. You missed out on some great popsicles, which I'm going to try to mass produce. I'm trying to figure out how to do this. D2C popsicle brand. Pudgy Penguins coming soon.
Love it. And then I saw someone suggest in the Discord or float an idea about a fixed kind of penguin pop-up store, which I know is something, Luca, you had wanted to do on Melrose. So
yeah, I had this idea when we first started. Remember when I first bid to buy? I was like, yo, so what if we made this store on Melrose called The Huddle, and we had a bunch of, you know, penguin merch, but we also like held merch for like other NFT projects. So it'd be like your one place. The Huddle would be the place that you went to like pick up your favorite NFT projects merch. That was my idea. And I told you this about 5-6 months ago. So the fact that somebody brought something along those lines, it'd be like penguin branded, but the whole point of the Huddle is inclusivity. So like to marginalize it just for our merch, I don't think is the appropriate way. I think the coolest way is to like integrate all these other communities and have this, you know, everyone's merch in this one store called The Huddle. I forget why we didn't do it. I think somebody on the team was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it will work out. I was like, no, I think it'll be great. And well, now we're talking about it.
Yeah, it's funny how things go circular. But I think at the time, ETH was just starting to break down. And it was like, well, do we really want to commit to a lease on a permanent location without being able to test the theory? You know, and I think this pop-up store was a great proof of concept. You know, I think people really loved it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm definitely going to revisit that and bring that back to the drawing board because it's pretty easy for me to set that up, and I wanted to do it for a while. So now that it's brought back up,
A discount for penguin holders, you know, some
accessibility
for penguin holders, never a bad thing.
Anything for the pangs. But yeah, you missed out on a great ping pong rally. I think I lost like a couple ETH, which is pretty bad because I just started challenging people and I didn't win a single game, which is pretty unfortunate because I thought I was pretty good. Asset Bender pretended like he never played before and then just totally pulled out like a Karate Kid style technique on me and just completely beat me to smithereens, which I didn't think was fair or right. So Asset Bender, consider my debt to you paid because you totally tricked me into that bet. So he is no longer, I don't owe him any money, but nonetheless, I thought it was awesome. If anybody wants to come up on stage and talk about it a little bit. And in the meantime, cause we haven't spoken in a while, I think it's been like 2 weeks. Just
because Luca got rugged at ping pong. Rugged.
No.
Rugged by everybody.
No.
Bro, you hustle down.
But I can't wait to show, all of the super insane highlights, from the location. It was a great time. It was great seeing a lot of familiar faces from our prior event and just seeing people get together. And, you know, we were also on the other side of the country. So a lot of people that weren't able to travel south are able to travel. We're in the north side. We had people from Canada come in and we had people from Europe. So it was really, really a great experience. At the Pudgy Penguins event with Shopify, I counted 7 different countries. People from 7 different countries attending specifically to come to hang out with Pudgy Penguin holders in the community. So that's super, super cool. And it's a blessing. So if you guys haven't made it out to any NFT related events over the last year, I highly advise whichever ones they are that you guys take the opportunity to at least show up, you know, show up to a lot of these. You know, with COVID, we've all been locked up in our house and communities kind of shifted to video and Discord and things of this nature, but there's something truly beautiful about coming together, feeling people's energy, vibing with them, having a good time, and just connecting at a more personal level. You know, when you get to hug the people you've been doing business with, hanging out with, laugh, share a drink, this is what makes it extremely valuable. And if you guys haven't made it out yet, I look forward to seeing you guys in the next one, and it's going to be super exciting.
Yeah, and I would definitely, you know, this is part of the utility with these NFT projects, right? So just take advantage of it. So much of, you know, and I think I'll speak for Asset Bender too, as well as this one, which is entrepreneurs and business people. A lot of our success has come not from what we know, but who we know. And I can just tell you, just integrating in these events, even if it was not Pudgy Penguins, but other events, I just really highly encourage people to take advantage of that utility. Because I went to maybe 20 events during NFT NYC, and I met a bunch of amazing people. And again, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I really stand by this. Beyond that, I will say I did go to a lot of events, and I might be a little biased, but I definitely thought ours was, you know, really awesome in the sense that it was like super comfortable and the vibes were amazing versus I went to a lot of uncomfortable events in terms of like, I couldn't sit down, I couldn't get a drink. So I'm glad that it all worked out well. And now that you guys saw our mascots, we'll be starting our TikTok strategy. So look forward to that, kind of led by Pudge and Banana Pudge. 9X was actually in the banana suit. So if you guys met the banana penguin, you inadvertently met 9X. So just know that that was pretty cool.
Hold on. You're playing though, right?
Does it sound like I'm playing, Agents?
I don't. It seems like something 9X would do. Not reveal his face, but be there.
Dude, 9X is a man of the people, bro. He put that penguin suit on for a whole 48 hours. Should have seen it.
Man. What's the TikTok handle? I followed it earlier today. Pudgy Penguins, right?
Yeah, so we're going to start cranking out this mascot content. And I wanted to, you know, start cranking out TikTok stuff sooner. But I had this vision for the mascot stuff. And it's just so much more entertaining. Like, TikTok is a really interesting platform. And it's like, if it's not hyper entertaining, it's not going to work. And to me, like, dude, the content we got with this penguin, like the face it makes... Well, it's its face, but it's just so funny, like absolutely hysterical. So I look forward over this week, next week, and the coming weeks to really start cranking it out at a high level. And I think you guys will really enjoy it. So feel free to follow Pudgy Penguins on TikTok. Now, we haven't spoken in a while, and Pudge, exactly, they're the mascots. Pudge, if you can pin the merchandise video, the funny one, the meme one, I will have to say, guys, I don't think I've laughed this hard in a very long time. When we did that whole merchandise meme, I was crying of laughter for at least a couple of hours. And I wish we would have let it go on further. Like, I wanted it to go like a whole 24 hours with you guys thinking that was the merch. But then, I didn't want people to like actually think it was. But Pudge, if you want to pin that, just so people can like relive that moment, or at least I can. I thought that was absolutely hysterical, dude.
Yeah, I'm going through the feed right now. I got to tell you, I'm glad you got a crack out of it because I was sweating, bro. I was absolutely sweating.
Dude, the instruction was make the worst merch you could possibly make. There is no way in a million years you would have actually thought that I would have. Did you, Agent, seriously, did you actually think that that's what it was going to be for a while?
Dude, I was like, somebody messed up somewhere, but kudos to this community because people were still trying to find like nice things to say about it. And on the back end, I have people direct messaging me and they're like, this isn't the real merch, is it? And yeah, it was just funny, man. It was funny.
It was the song for me. It was really the song. And like towards the end, the song gets really funny and like bouncy. But that was great. Without any further ado, though, I definitely want to give some moment if anybody wants to raise their hand and ask some questions and maybe talk about the event or anything that you guys saw or, you know, wanted to see more of or any of the above. I think now is totally the time. And if not, we can just gaze at this amazing pin post that is here.
Well, we got Moose up on stage who... You dyed your hair, Moose, but I thought you were going to get a mohawk, too. In what world was that a mohawk, brother?
He cheated us with the mohawk, for sure.
Yeah, he really gypped us, Mo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What an awesome blowout of an event, of a venue. Luca, you destroyed that. You literally killed it. What an amazing experience there. I cannot even express my words because just everything you did, and I went to different events, everything you did showed how much time you put, how thought you wanted to hit everything on the tee, from the little mascots to the paddles with the people's penguins on them. Dude, you killed it. I cannot be more bullish on you. I cannot be more bullish on the community. I cannot be more bullish on penguins. I am my penguin, and my penguin is me!
How did I not meet this man?
You totally did. But beforehand, Drew, we got to give this guy access to the treasury, man. And just let Moose dictate the company moving forward.
The moose is loose.
I'm like so in shock of like, I mean, I didn't expect any less, but it exceeded my expectations, which was really the best part about it. And the community as a whole, you guys are all so epic. Like just the amount that like to see all of you guys in real life and the smiles, like that means the world. Like if you're not all smiling and sharing this amazing experience together, like, you know, you're doing it wrong. And that's what I saw. I came in and I came into a good vibes. It was like, you know, like everybody around me was just good vibes. And I gotta say, I loved it. And you really killed it. And I can't wait to go to the next event that you guys host. The team is epic. All of you guys are epic. And I'm so happy to be a part of this. My penguin is me.
Thank you, Moose.
Yeah. And just shout out to the entire team. You know, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that are just absolutely doing wonders for the team. And when I tell you guys that we have one of the best teams in the entire NFT space, in the entire crypto space, we truly mean it. We don't do algos, we don't do all this crazy stuff, we're not mathematicians, but we know how to build brand, we know how to build community, we know how to rally people together behind a purpose, behind a mission. And once we found that and we nurtured it with Pudgy Penguins and with you guys, like, the sky's the limit for this. We're in it for the long haul. We're in it to win. And guys, if you guys haven't come to a Pudgy Penguin event, you guys got to come to the next one, because we're going to have a phenomenal time and we're just warming up.
Yeah. And I think the gratitude is really ours too. I think this could have shifted a lot of different ways, but the Pudgy Penguin community is really phenomenal. And I just want to thank you guys, everyone listening, for just being super supportive and just amazing people in general. You know, usually, you know, things can, when you don't know people and we're all over the net and everybody's as anonymous, pretty much, it's hard to kind of see what you get. And then just meeting you guys in person is just like an amazing experience. So on behalf of the team and everybody a part of this, I just want to say thank you to you guys. And this is just the beginning of something really, really special. So to many NFT NYCs for many years to come, and every single year, they'll just get better and better. So super stoked to have you guys. And this was the first Pudgy Penguins appearance at NFT NYC. So there's a first. And so super, super grateful. And thank you, Moose, for stopping by and showing up with the green hair. We appreciate it.
I love you. I love every single one of you. And I cannot wait for the next one. Love. I am my penguin. My penguin is me. Everybody have such a beautiful day today. And I'll continue listening.
Love you, Moose.
Shout out, Moose.
Yeah, I think everything was phenomenal, other than Asset Bender not telling me he owns a ping pong table and was a Karate Kid protege.
But good thing we ended up raffling that away. You'll be hearing from my MetaMask wallet as soon as we transfer that over to the winner of the. We did an $1,100 one ETH. Can you explain how that went, Luca? Can you explain the crazy story of the ping pong masters that pulled up at the table?
Yeah, do we talk about the striptease or?
I mean, it was just a super sensei ping pong player. They just went crazy. So we have some crazy content that we put together for that. So we'll just post it for the community for you guys to see. But our goal is just to have a great time, and we had a great amount of people show up, and it was really, really fun. So not only is it you get to hang out with incredible people, you get to network, but it's also the caliber of people that are involved. And then secondly, the opportunities that come, the prizes, the enthusiasm, the merch. Guys, we have some of the best merch. Like, it's unbelievable, the quality. The textile, the intentionality of our designs, it's second to none. I picked up a ton of merch from a ton of different top projects. Checked the quality, used it, and we're up there. So as we continue to move with excellence and with what Drew said today in the team chat, you know, we move with intention. When you move with intention, big things happen. So we didn't come here to do things like an accident. Under Luca and Drew, we truly believe that Pudgy Penguins will become the biggest NFT project in the world.
Drew, what does the P in Pudgy stand for?
Positivity.
positive. What else does it stand for?
Oh my God. Passion, positivity, practicality, pragmatism. I can go on and on. How long do I have?
No, that's all good. You're peace. Just really good at those.
Peace. Peter. I mean, I can keep going.
The P in Pudgy stands for Peter. I agree. No, but that was really a great time. So thank you guys. If anybody else, Lorenzo, do you want to say something?
No, I mean, I just had an amazing time at the event, getting to meet all the holders. You know, it was nice to meet, you know, people that were just interested in maybe becoming part of the huddle, or, you know, people that had been in the huddle for a long time. So, you know, thanks for showing up, everybody.
Thanks, Lomel. Do you have anything to say?
Oh, nice, gosh. Just here for the host. But listen, I will say something to your point about attending these events. So listen, I couldn't go to the party, but I made a point that when I went to New York City, the first thing I did was meet up with some guys who are Penguin holders from Miami, Burko, Cars, Angel, and guys, these events probably just get better the more you go to them, because it really makes the friendships feel weird, like feel real. I walked into that Airbnb and it was like a group of my best friends that I hadn't seen in 2 months, and it was just fantastic. It was just such a great feeling, and that was even more highlighted actually going to the pop-up store and seeing the Penguins in real life and being able to touch the merch and see the quality. Like, I was blown away by the quality of the merch, because when it's 2D on a screen, you can't really see, you know. I mean, this stuff was embossed. It was just wonderful. So there's something, as much as we want to live in the metaverse and we're all behind our computer screens, the real life aspect and seeing, you know, your NFTs or a project that you're so passionate about in real life, and other people who are just as passionate as you, there's no other feeling like it. It was amazing.
Yeah, and to kind of harp on the merch too, just so you guys know, like, we definitely don't plan on releasing stuff like every 6 months. Like, there'll be constant developments there and new stuff. I think we have some new stuff coming probably by the end of the week. So just going to continuously, you know, build that out. And so if there's something that might not necessarily be your taste now, then in the future, there's definitely a lot more stuff to come. So just also wanted to bring that up, figuring that we'll be releasing some stuff probably late this week that isn't already on the website.
Are we going to get a I am my penguin and my penguin is me shirt, or did Moose trademark that?
Moose, did you trademark that? I think we trademarked that. Sorry, Moose.
All's fair in love and business, baby.
It's all right, Moose. You'll get free I am my penguin. Yeah, I mean, for sure. And we also have some – I kind of want to lean into the like some of the clothes that is like incorporated into the collection. I think that stuff is dope. Like, my favorite shirt from the collection is the I Love Fish. I just, like, think that's a phenomenal t-shirt. And why that wasn't created beforehand, who knows. But I think that's a really, really good design just for in general. So I think there's other – and that's obviously a design that is featured in the actual NFT collection. So a lot more stuff like that, as well as I think this week we'll drop the Clout Goggles. Huge Clout Goggle guy here. Super, super excited for you guys to see that stuff moving forward. But it was really a pleasure meeting everyone. And the popsicles were phenomenal. I still can't get over that because I hate popsicles. But yeah, super, super grateful and love to see everybody. And maybe we bring a couple people up if anybody wants to raise their hands. And maybe we keep this one short and sweet. And then in 30 minutes, we'll be in the Discord doing an AMA, maybe talking about more technical and deeper stuff. If you guys have any suggestions or anything we want to talk about in about 30 minutes, we'll go into Discord and have maybe a more in-depth conversation about the huddle and building and suggestions and et cetera.
And what I would encourage everybody, you know, here's the thing. This is what I've kind of seen, and I encourage you guys. A big thing that I do is I see things in the industry. I see things in the space, and I want to convey them. Guys, there's no better time for you guys to get involved in this space and start working with projects. If you guys want to be in space full time in 2-3 years and really make this your life, if you guys are passionate about this space, now's the time. Teams need help. The Web3 is your ability to actually work with these companies that are coming up, right? Earn your spot. We're always looking. Looking for talent. We're all
you're getting rugged, asset bender. AB, we can't hear you, brother.
Getting hard rugged, bro.
That's the jungle Wi-Fi. I'm telling you, man, you can't live in the jungle any longer.
I think I might be able to help AB on this. I think I know where he was going. This is Drew. This is the best time to get involved in this space. And, you know, I used to say all the time, build something. There's some good lessons that have come out in the last couple of months and some good lessons in history of e-com where we know what to build. And one of the things that Pudgy is definitely leading on is we're building a real business that's far beyond an NFT project. It incorporates NFT. It's an important part of what we're doing, but it's so much more. As you can see from our merch, our events, and I won't offer too much, but I will say, if you look at the history of business and you look at the history of what's different about Web3, Web3 is all about relationships. Most businesses are built and have been built historically on transactions. Pudgy leads with relationships. Everything we do, whether it's our merch, whether it's the level of attention we put into events, it's who we are as people. And I think that's critically important. We're transparent. You can figure out who we are. We're out there and we're super proactive. Another P is proactive in wanting to know as part of this community and the community knowing that they are part and parcel of us. That's the biggest difference I've seen in anything. And I'm a little bit older than most of the people in the space, not too old, but old enough that I've seen what differentiates the winners from the losers. Apple builds relationships, emotional connections with its customers. Pick any company you like and look at what's special about it. You feel like you're a part of it. And the difference with Web3 is you really have a voice. And with Pudgy, look, we've got nearly 100 people on this, you know, spaces, and everyone's got a voice. It's that simple. And that's what makes this thing so powerful. And what Asset Bender said, now is the time to get in because the winners are going to start pulling away from the losers. And the ones that will win are the ones that are doing exactly what Luke is doing as a leader, what Asset Bender and our team is doing. We're making everyone part of our success and part of our planning instead of saying, hey, you get what you get and you don't get upset. That's not what Pudgy's all. We do this together. We win together. We succeed together. And you're all a part of it. Hopefully Asset Bender's Asset Bender back, but I think hopefully I filled in the gap because I think I know where he was going.
Yeah, I think you totally filled in the gap.
Okay, let me go back.
Mo is raising his hand. Mo, how you doing?
What's going on, people? Just wanted to follow up on what Drew said as well. I was also fortunate enough to be both Pudgy events and kind of like what Drew's saying. I think the community that the Pudgy has and obviously Luca, Asset Bender, and you guys fully as a team, what you've guys been able to build and just the quality of people that you've attracted compared to the type of people that I went to other events at is truly just inspiring and motivating and great to see the community and for the space overall. So I just want to hop on here and touch up on the same exact things you guys are all talking about. Like from A to Z, I think you guys crushed that event and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys grow more and hopefully be a part of it somewhere or another.
Thanks, Mo. Thanks for coming to them. I appreciate it.
And one more shameful plug in here real quick. I do have a one-of-one ping pong board signed by Luca. So if anybody wants it, let me know.
Oh, no, Mo. Trying to pull liquidity out of the project. Come on, man.
I'll trade you a little pudgy for it.
I'm going to need the number one pudgy, the number one ranked pudgy for it.
No. I got the number one.
Hopefully that goes in the NFT museum one day.
I know. I'm hoping to sell it to the museum, my man. That's why I'm trying to do this trade right now. Two little pudgies.
It's actually untradeable right now as I think about it.
Why even flex it then, man?
Everyone has a price. Name your price.
It's one of one, man.
All right. Well, I'll stay stalking you. Young Lee.
Oh.
Hey guys, I just wanted to hop in and say that this was like my first NFT event ever, and obviously I'm pro Pudgy all the way. And like I rolled up like without knowing anybody, and like rolled up to this like both events and didn't know anyone, and like met everyone in person for the first time, and it was fantastic. And I messaged Luca about everything, just saying thank you about, you know, our branding is fantastic, like the way that they just everything is so thought out in terms of like the logoing on the ping pong tables to like the ping pong balls. Like, full disclosure, I stole some ping pong balls. It's just, it was an amazing event to like bring people together, and like nothing was weird at all. In terms of like meeting people, obviously, like you talk to people on the internet all day long and you're like, okay. And then you meet them in person. I think Luca does a fantastic job of bringing people together. And I think that's a testament of like, first of all, him and like his vision for Penguins, and then second of all, like the people involved in the space. So as someone who like went in completely blind, like I felt, you know, super welcomed into that space, and just it was great to meet people. And so it's just a testament of like where the project is going and like our future events, and just it's just fantastic. So for those who did not get to join, you know, it was great. So I just wanted to add that in. It was awesome. So thanks again for everything.
Thanks, Young Lean, and it was a pleasure meeting you. It really was.
Likewise.
Cryptic, how are you? Cryptic. No.
All right. Must have gotten rugged. You know, one of the things I noticed with Miami, and I saw with all the pictures from the event, and Young Lean just kind of mentioned it there, was the attention to the detail. Did you have the logo in the ice cubes this time?
No logos in the ice cubes. But what I forgot to do is I didn't steal any ping pong balls, and I'm regretting that now.
Sorry, Luca. Sorry, dude. I had to take them, though. They were so sick.
I know. I'm kind of looking back at that like a mistake. I should have swiped.
Well, Child wasn't there, and he's like my best friend in real life, and he was like so mad he wasn't there. So I was like, I had to take the ping pong balls. He's like, can I have one? Like, all right, fine. I'll get you one.
I feel like we should like do like a whole ping pong set. I have the poker set first. So the poker set comes first, and then like next there'll be a day where we have like a whole ping pong table that you can buy. It'll be like a Pudgy Penguin ping pong table. First comes the poker set. Then comes that.
Yeah, guys, anyone else who was at the event want to come up and share your thoughts? You're more than welcome. See Lacro here.
Yeah, I mean, if not agents, we can call it in like a minute or two and kind of just dive deeper in the Discord and just talk.
Yeah, more project level stuff. Lacro, what's up, man? You're up.
Yo, what's good? Just tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Did y'all expect me to have a question or something?
Yes. Agents.
You requested to speak, so if you want to get something out there.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has a voice in the Pudgy Penguins AMAs.
Yeah, I was
when
just,
they're on Twitter.
Hoping to speak on a few of the future topics that come up, just listening in right now.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you for adding to the discussion, my man.
No problemo.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just sort through these requests here, and we'll get through those. And then 4 o'clock, Luca, we're still going to do, we'll do the inner Discord one. And for anyone listening who does not have a Pudgy Penguin, every other Sunday, now Luca gets onto a Discord stage with us. It's gated for holders only, and we dive deeper into more project direction than we would on a public space. So if you do have a Penguin, make sure you come into the Discord at 4 o'clock, and it'll be, you know, huddle only.
Jessica.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. What's up?
Okay, so I love birds. I love NFTs. I'm familiar with the Pudgy Penguin collection, and forgive me if this is a space of penguins and you're all tired of hearing this, but are you able to explain to me the top reasons why someone should join this collection?
Well, first and foremost, I love your PFP. What PFP is that?
It's one I actually did for my friend's collection. They own Stax Parrots, and every once in a while I'll do a like a fat, chibi, baby-fied version of other collections for people. So like if someone wants a derivative of their PFP, I'll make it for them. Nice. That's what this is.
Well, it's definitely bird season, and I support all of the birds. Penguins Heck are yeah. birds. So I definitely appreciate that. I mean, to answer your question, I'll give you a couple answers because I think it's multifaceted. I think the first one is impact. I think above all else, you know, our mission as a company, and I think I speak for the community, is making an impact on people, right? In a positive way. And we try to do that in a multitude of different ways, from our events to some of the value propositions that we give holders. But impact, I think, above all else, is kind of really the driving ethos as to what we're trying to accomplish as a company, as a business, and as a community. I think second would be the community. I've been in a lot of NFT projects and been a part of a lot of communities, and it's been really hard for me to find a group of people like the penguins, and from who they are as people just naturally, and you know, their personalities, to what they do and what they've accomplished. I think there's a really diverse pool of penguin holders who do a lot of amazing things and are an amazing group of people that I think kind of supersedes most communities out there.
Thirdly, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I can keep going, but I would love to hear your question.
Are penguin holders generally other artists or other creators in the space, or are they more startup foundry community? Like what's kind of like the unifying, I don't know what you want to call, like, category or industry, or like what is the unifying theme amongst penguin holders?
If I may, Luca, I mean, we have such a diverse range of people with different skill sets. I mean, sure, we have creators, but we also have people, you know, who are lawyers and doctors. But I would say probably the largest niche of people are builders. You know, a lot of our connections to other projects are people who, you know, went out from the Pudgy Penguin community and went and built stuff in Web3. You know, we've done a couple inner Discord AMAs with them. We got Oriole at Zengo, Alex Fennick, Nansen, a bunch of other all the Layer Zero guys are wizard penguins, you know? So I would say builders, you know, but it's definitely not a dominant majority. I mean, the best thing about the penguins is just the diversity of people in it.
Yeah, I think the common ground is integrity, right? It's just a high group of high integrity individuals. You know, I understand the question, and I don't think we are in any specific category of, like, you know, we do have a lot of poker players too. But it's not necessarily, I think the personality type is relatively the same, like high integrity individuals, if I were to like categorize it into one category. But no specific like, oh, like it's a community of artists or a community of entrepreneurs. It's really a community of a multitude of different professions. But I think above all, you know, I think the personality type, if you were to categorize it, is just high integrity individuals, if that makes it easy. And to kind of wrap up the question, I think I went over 2 points, and I think probably the third is the utility. And I won't lean into it too hard because we got a couple of things that we're going to announce, but the penguins and the little pudgies and the rogs will all do something past, you know, being identities and past being a community. They will have a purpose in something bigger. And I can't dive too much into that, but all I can say is that stuff is coming soon. And when that stuff comes around, you'll kind of understand what I'm referring to.
Hey, Lucas, awesome. I just wanted to add on. It's a community about diversity, inclusion, and positivity. And, you know, not to offer anything more than Luca or some of the other, you know, community members have, that's the core of it. Everything else we do that we build on top of builds from that foundation. And the foundation, again, is diversity, inclusion, positivity. Everyone has a voice. And what we do in the future in terms of monetization and utility, there's some meaningful plans along those lines, but it all starts and stems from the community.
Love it. Thank you, guys.
Everyone is welcome in the huddle.
I am my penguin, and my penguin is me.
Man, we could come out of these speaking events with like 60 t-shirt ideas.
Dude, I maybe have like 100.
What's up, Maya?
Hey, guys. I just want to hop on and comment for a second. First, it's my first Pudgy Penguin space to join, so it's awesome to be here, and I'm already feeling that positive vibe. And I work at Zengo, and so it's nice to hear a little shout-out to Uliel, our CEO. And something that I've seen about this community, differentiating it from the space, is that there is that positive vibe, and it kind of is a ripple effect. So we have a little NFT snapshot in our office of 40 people, and everyone who walks in and visits us sees a Pudgy Penguin and gets to have that vibe. And it's something that I've so far really appreciated about you guys in this space.
Thank you for that. And there's something about a penguin when you see it, and it was really kind of the drawing factor as us like kind of making this move and, you know, being a part, you know, and kind of taking over. It's just like the art itself and what a penguin makes you feel is something really interesting. Kind of can't replicate it. I kind of like refer to it as magic. So I appreciate that observation, and I definitely am super stoked that you guys have some penguins hanging in the office. I need some penguins hanging in my office, because definitely a great way to start your workday, in my opinion.
Pengu canvases when?
Partnership with Iconic when?
Moo? Puzzle?
No.
All right. I think we got to everybody here. 17 minutes, guys. We'll go live in the Discord. We'll talk some more holders only project level things. Just so you know, Pudgy Penguins and the secondary collection Little Pudgies offer membership into the huddle if you want to attend one of those inner igloo AMAs that we host.
Whoa. There's a Little Pudgies. There's like a cuter, even cuter penguin collection.
Yeah, and this is what blows my mind. People don't know about the Little Pudgies. They're absolute sleepers.
What? Where's the link? Can you put it up on the top of this space?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll pin it right now. Hold on.
Thanks. I mean, the penguins are already super freaking cute, but
If you love the cuteness of the big penguins, the Little Pudgies are going to absolutely blow your mind, because there's like 10 times the amount of traits and, in my opinion, like 10 times the amount of cuteness.
Well, shit, should you get the OG penguin, or you should get a little Pudgy penguin? Is there a big difference?
I mean, the OG is always going to be the premier NFT, but the Little Pudgies, I have an absolute bag of them. Not financial advice, but I love them, and I honestly think, and I have thought since they dropped, they are criminally underpriced, just based on market dynamics with the supply. So again, not financial advice, but I have a bunch of Little Pudgies because I think they're adorable, and there's like a trait for everybody with the Little Pudgies.
This is ridiculously adorable.
Yeah, I have them
pinned at the top of the space if you didn't know Little Pudgies existed. And another interesting thing, so I'll give you guys some lore and history. When the original team dropped Little Pudgies, every single Big Pudgy had a free claim. And they asked me, they're like, all right, how long should we keep it open to claim your Little Pudgy? And I said, why would we ever close it? Just keep the contract open. So there are big penguins out there right now that still have their Little Pudgy unclaimed. And it was so funny, like the day Luka Nets took over, somebody checked to see if they had their Little Pudgy claimed, and they didn't, and they claimed it, and they got a one of one out of it. And I think all the one of ones have been found, but there's probably still some rares out there tied to a big penguin. And if you have a big penguin and you want to see if the Little Pudgy is unclaimed, just go to pudgypenguins.com, and there's a handy little tool on there where you can check if your big penguin has a little left. And I love seeing people on Twitter saying that they discovered their big penguin still had a Little Pudgy and they mint it. And we have a new Little Pudgy into existence. I think it's a really cool gamification.
This is awesome. Okay, sorry for all the questions. If you have a Little Pudgy, do you get access to the Discord AMAs that you guys are hosting, like the one happening later today?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Little Pudgies and the Big Pudgies are both membership.
Thank you. These are freaking adorable.
Welcome to the huddle, Jessica.
Hang on, I'm still shopping. I haven't gotten one yet.
Well, without any further ado, agents, we'll probably wrap this up, and then in 10 minutes, we'll go into the Discord and start that thing going.
Yeah, and for anyone listening who's going to attend the Discord AMA, I'll probably start the stage early, so come up. If you were in New York City, I would love to talk to you. You know, live vicariously through your memories and experiences. And we'll go into that, and we covered a lot here, so that'll probably be a short one too, but I'm looking forward to it. So any words to send us off with and close us with, Luca?
Super thankful for everyone tuning in. Thank you for everyone who showed up to the event and went to NFT NYC, and I look forward to many more conversations like the one we're having in about 12 minutes. So everyone have a great day. I hope the vibes are high, and I'll see you guys in 12 minutes in the huddle chat. Have a good day.
Take care, y'all. Bye, Jessica. Bye. I hope to see you around the Discord.